Moroccan King Mohammed VI announced a series of constitutional reforms in a speech last night that he said will turn the North African country into a constitutional monarchy, though pro-democracy activists remain sceptical. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
The speech marked the culmination of a three-month review of the 15-year-old constitution at the order of the king after protests calling for reform swept the monarchy in February. The reform also represents the king's response to the wave of pro-democracy fervor sweeping the Middle East and North Africa that has toppled governments.
My dear people, the constitution is quite important and is quite precious and is the base for the development and democratic way in Morocco. And it's a contract, a new contract between the monarchy and the people.
Under the new constitution, the king will remain the supreme commander of the army, and a new article formalized him as the highest religious authority in the country.
The project also support the human rights in all aspects, including a fair trial and no torture and no detention and no disappearance. And we need to guarantee the freedom of expression.
Immediately after the speech ended, cars flying Moroccan flags drove through the streets of the capital honking their horns, and young people marched along the wide boulevards banging drums and cheering. Morocco has long had a parliamentary system with dozens of parties, but they remain weak, and many are beholden to the king and his advisers. While the king himself remains popular, there is deep dissatisfaction over the government and the advisers around the monarchy, whom are believed to be corrupt and greedy. The new constitution will be put to a referendum on July 1st. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.